Hi, podcasters. This is Brooke with Let's Talk Art. Today I'm talking art with Hormoz Hormacian of the Dastan Gallery all the way in Iran. We're talking about some of their current exhibits as well as what it's like to be an artist in Iran. We are still in the process of lining up sponsors for Let's Talk Art with Brooke, but in the meantime, if you'd like to support the podcast, please look for my book Reptiles on Caffeine on Amazon. Enjoy the podcast. Hi, Hormoz. How are you doing?
Very good. And yourself?
I'm doing good. So I read an article about you, and I'm really interested in, is the Dastan Gallery?
Yes, it is Dastan Gallery, actually.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, can you tell us, you know, how it started, how you started, basically, I guess, how you got interested in art?
I'm an engineer by education. Mm-hmm. I've always been interested in art. Mm-hmm. I always took courses on it and went to museums, things like that. Mm-hmm. But once the scene in Tehran was beginning to show a lot of promise in emerging art, basically, mm-hmm. with the number of artists that were that I was seeing in Tehran, mm-hmm. I thought it would be good to start a place as a platform to show emerging Iranian art.
Right.
It wasn't looked at as a business, more as a, how can I say it, like somewhere to experiment, somewhere to show art. Mm-hmm. And that's where how it started. The other basement in Fereshteh Street, which is in northern Tehran. We were very lucky in the very beginning, once I told a couple of people about it, just to get their opinion. They were kind enough to offer assistance and get on the board of the gallery as advisors. These people are Goli and Mami and Asher Omi Bohani. And 4.5 years ago, we started talking about it. And I guess 6 months later, it became reality. And now we're celebrating 4 years.
Cool. So you were an engineer. That's completely different than the art field. So it was just a hobby. You liked looking at art. Do you do any art?
I do not do any art, but honestly, I don't. In terms of how to pick the artist and how to do things, it's not necessarily my job personally.
Right.
It is the gallery as a collective. I'd like to say I'm a professional audience.
Right, yes.
So I've been viewing art for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And my part of the job is to essentially just make sure the audience has a good experience.
Yes.
Regarding the artworks and the precedents and what the artist is doing in terms of innovation, this is a job for the advisors most of the time.
Right.
And basically what I've done is that I set up a system, mm-hmm. for the gallery to actually go through. And I see through that the system is working,
right,
rather than do any of the work myself.
Cool. So you do the business side of the art. That's, I think that's very cool. Let's
see. Yeah.
So what is the art scene like in Iran? I really have no idea.
It's a good question, and it's a very broad one, therefore a very difficult one to answer. What I can tell you is that there is a lot of thirst to view art.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of thirst to actually be a part of the art scene. It's not as developed as it could have been. I mean, we've had periods where it would have development prior to the revolution, and then after the revolution, we also had periods of development. I think we're going through one of them now.
Mm-hmm.
Art schools are putting out a significant number of students. They're graduating right now.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I don't have exact stats, but the demand for art school is very high.
Yeah.
There are very active ateliers with great instructors who are themselves great artists.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also assisting in developing the scene. And viewership is amazing. Every show we've averaged last year, we averaged between 250 to 300 people. And this is for 20, I think we had 23 shows in 1 year at the Basement alone. And in 4 hours, 250 to 300 people visited on average. We've had highs of about, I think the highest actually we had was just a couple of months ago. About 1,000 people visited the show in 4 hours. And just, I mean, we were just worried about safety and everything for, for the people. Because the Basement is a pretty small place.
Right. But that's a lot of people.
As I said, the viewership is there. The artist being produced has a solid foundation to it, because Uranians have been doing art and have been living among his artwork for centuries, for millennia, I want to say.
Right, right.
So
that's
what I think it's going to.
Yeah, yeah. Now, tell me, what does Dastan mean?
Dastan is actually the name of a character in the mythical Book of Kings by Ferdowsi,
mm-hmm.
which is, an epic that is written in Persian.
Mm-hmm.
He was father to one of the main characters of the Shahnameh or the Book of Kings.
Mm-hmm.
And I just happen to like that name. It also has it could be viewed in several other ways, as in Dastan meaning many hands.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a work of hand, and also the way the gallery runs is through several people. It's not, it's not a one-man show.
Not a dictatorship.
So, behind it there's many hands. So I guess those could also weigh in. But the main idea was that it came from that name.
Cool. I like it.
Yeah.
So what kind of artwork do you have going on there? What kind of exhibits do you have going on? Exhibitions.
At the moment, we just finished up. I think tomorrow we'll finish up the show for Atat Eravi, who is a painter,
mm-hmm.
And works are basically about her fragmented memories of her family from before,
mm-hmm.
featuring a particular geography in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And her technique is definitely phenomenal. In addition to that, once you view the entire show, it really does give you that fragmented memory that she wants to evoke in the audience.
Right.
But in general, the gallery is actually specialized on drawing and sculpture and 3D works and installation.
Mm-hmm.
But drawing has been a very big part of the gallery so far.
Cool. I read a quote from you that said, I wanted a space to incorporate history and art, a space where we could think about ideas and show them in the form of art.
Yeah.
And I really liked that. I think that's a great quote, and I think that's a great mission for your gallery.
Well, I appreciate that.
So,
thank you.
Yeah.
If you'd like to know where that came from, actually, is that I owe that to a gentleman by the name of Louis Lapham.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be the editor of Harper's Magazine,
mm-hmm.
and currently they have they come out with something called the Lapham's Quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
And this quarterly actually mixes several ideas that are very interesting.
Uh-huh.
Number one is history.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is culture.
Mm-hmm.
And number three is general ideas. So they built this quarterly around the central idea every quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And then they feature all the way from, I want to say, from Horace to Notorious B.I.G. in one feature.
Oh, wow.
Includes artwork from prior to the birth of Christ,
uh-huh.
all the way to the work that is being featured right now at the moment.
Uh-huh.
And it's just the amount of knowledge that they're putting out in order to in order to actually, you know, how can I say it, think about, help the audience, the reader, think about that idea, mm-hmm. is just tremendous. And the way that they put it in a timeline of history really puts things in context. I thought it would be great to actually live in it, mm-hmm. in that quarterly, in a way. Mm-hmm. And the context that was accessible was obviously the contemporary art of Iran. But
yeah.
just looking at the contemporary, this everything happening right now, I mean, artists are getting a lot of attention from Iran. They're enjoying very good sales. And, you know, one might wonder, where did this come from? Like, why is Iranian contemporary art important? Why is it successful?
Mm-hmm.
And if one puts it in context, then it's possible to see that this didn't just appear out of nowhere. It's been around.
Right.
And what I wanted to do was to show that. So in order to do so, because the basement focuses on very emerging art, we had to open a new gallery to put together curated shows of modern masters as well as established artists.
Mm-hmm.
And even sometimes our emerging artists from the basement go there. But that place can allow us to give some background on the matter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and now we have this together.
Yeah, that's awesome. Cool. So what are you doing? You're in Canada right now. What are you doing there?
I'm also Canadian.
Oh.
And I was seeing friends and family, so yeah.
Cool. So vacation.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Cool.
I mean, I was viewing trees also, so I just came here also.
Yeah.
To see some open.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about, I found an article on you in Artsy e-zine, and that's a publication that comes out to artists, and an artist trade publication, I guess you could say. And it was just talking about how it was you and a few other people were working really hard to bring the state of the arts back to what it was in Iran. And I wanted you to talk a little bit about that, about some of your efforts and the results. And, well, you said that already, that it was, it's been pretty, you know, it's been good, that the art scene is very, very, very good there right now. Just tell me, like, what you guys are doing, or what kind of efforts you guys are working on, what you'd like to see in the future.
That's a good question. What are we doing? No, we are. What is happening is really we're just providing. I mean, I can speak for myself. My dear friends, I cannot talk about them. But
right.
What I personally try to do, and we as a gallery try to do, is just to provide a platform for the artwork to be seen.
Right.
We try to make sure that the presentation is proper. We try to make sure that that you know, through showing the artwork, we develop an infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what's missing at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of artworks are not being kept properly. A lot of artworks are not being documented properly, things like that. And I think that's where we're lacking the most at the moment, is infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
Pure talent exists. Amazing ideas exist because of the cultural background and the DNA
mm-hmm.
Of a nation. So that exists. It's just a matter of making sure that it basically stays, stays strong.
Right.
It's like, I hate to jump back and forth, but you can see a lot of times, you see a nation in, competing in sports.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times, the third world countries, in the developing world, let's say,
mm-hmm.
You see a team doing really well in the younger stages
mm-hmm.
as they go further and further because of the lack of infrastructure, because of the lack of training. What happens is that it just all of that talent cannot sustain its momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And I think where we need to work on is precisely there, to provide the amount of infrastructure that exists elsewhere and does not in Iran.
Right.
So that's where my efforts are basically focused, because we obviously cannot force the artworks to be created, and we have no intention to do so.
Right.
But we just basically can provide the right platform for it.
Cool. That's awesome. How many other galleries would you say there are in Iran?
When I actually started the gallery, it was over 120 galleries 4 years ago.
Oh wow!
I believe I heard someone I read somewhere that there is 250 galleries. I have not confirmed that myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's very far fetched. It sounds about right.
All right.
In all of Iran. Mm-hmm. In Tehran, I think about 30 to 50 galleries are very active.
Cool. Are there any kind of restrictions on the art that is produced and displayed?
In Iran, there are certain restrictions, not too many though. There is because it's an Islamic country. Obviously, we have to abide by the rules of the that are being set forth.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is nudity.
Mm-hmm.
That is restricted.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's for obvious reasons, I should
say.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And in addition to that, nothing really. We don't. Certain things are frowned upon.
Mm-hmm.
For example, particular insults, words that are insulting. Let's say, how can I say? I can't give you quite an example. As you can imagine, the line is relatively gray.
Right, right.
There's not a strict line per se. On nudity there is,
mm-hmm.
but on the rest, I think profanity is not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Within the artworks.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. Yeah.
Right. Is there any, I don't know, there's people in America tend to push the envelope quite a bit of decency and just kind of, whatever. And they're allowed to do that. We have freedom of speech here, but it just seems like people are constantly just kind of trying to be a little more shocking than anyone else. Does that happen where in Iran? To push the boundary,
sure,
so to speak. I know you're limited.
I'm sure it happens. They're pushing the boundaries in terms of, I'm not sure in what sense I can say, but I'm sure people try to push the boundaries always and everywhere. So.
Right. It's human nature, I guess.
Huh?
It's human nature,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, sure.
So.
Sure, precisely.
Yeah, yeah. So how did you were an engineer, and that's, and my dad's an engineer, and so, and that's, and I know kind of how that mindset goes, and that's that's completely different than I could never be an engineer, and I just
okay.
I just think that's. We all have our talents, so there's a place for all of us. But I'm just thinking that it's interesting that an engineer would turn to the art world. I just think that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. I'm glad you find it interesting. It's, I think the main issue is not I think it's actually, I'm surprised, I would be surprised if there aren't many others, because I'm sure there are.
Right.
It's just, I think in this time, it makes sense to be diversified. You can see that in everywhere. Nations, you can even see that.
Right.
When Iran consists of many, many different kinds of people,
mm-hmm.
Under one country. Canada is also like that.
Right.
And I think that worked out pretty well. I don't know why companies shouldn't be the same. Galleries shouldn't be the same. I think you need different people with different talents coming together to create towards a specific with a specific goal, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's actually not necessarily bad that I come from a different background. Perhaps I look at things from a different angle, not particularly a better one, but a different one.
Right, right, exactly.
And it could assist the artist, perhaps.
Yeah, and I think that's really cool. You see things in like a mathematical kind of way, and I think that that's very necessary for, you know, people who are abstract and don't really see it that way. I think that's great.
Yeah, thank you.
So cool. So what other exhibits do you guys have coming up?
The show's coming up. Actually, the gallery this year is focusing on, not everything, but what we are hoping to do this year is develop a program called Conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It came from the idea of there is an Iranian artist, master of his work, named Feridun Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Works at the gallery, both as a patron, as an advisor occasionally, and as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this idea of, that he showcased a couple of times called the dialogue,
mm-hmm.
where you put two artists in one show as if they were in dialogue. But what we tried to do this year, actually, was in order to basically, as you said, push forward.
Mm-hmm.
What we asked was some of our artists if they're interested in doing a duo or a group show together,
mm-hmm.
where the artworks are actually being created by the two artists,
mm-hmm.
or the three artists. So this year we're going to feature, I think, 3 to 4 shows in that manner.
Mm-hmm.
In order to just, we think, and the artists do, that this will be a different experience.
Mm-hmm.
One that they couldn't possibly, or perhaps they wouldn't have done had this program not started. So we're thinking about doing. I mean, we have plans for 3 to 4 shows,
mm-hmm.
of this sort over the next 12 months. First one coming up next Friday.
Cool. So you have 3 to 4 shows going on simultaneously.
No, over the next 12 months.
Oh, cool.
At most, we have 3 shows going on simultaneously.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps if there is a pop-up, then 4.
Cool.
One in the at the basement, one at +2. Sometimes we are at an art fair, and occasionally we have a pop-up around the city.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Now, do you use local artists, or are they just all artists from basically all over?
We showcase mostly, I want to say, a high majority Iranian artists,
mm-hmm.
At the gallery. I mean, we have had shows by non-Iranian artists as well,
mm-hmm.
But mostly we show Iranian art.
Cool. That's awesome. And to what you helped to contribute to making accessible, I think that's great. So I think you can take credit for a lot of that. That's
excuse me, I didn't understand.
I was saying I think that it's thanks to your efforts that there are that more Iranian artists are getting exposure and things like that. So I think that's great.
I really appreciate what you're saying. However, we're only a very, very small part of the community, actually.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, we're 1 in 250 probably, or at best, 1 in 50.
Right.
Therefore, it's a group effort. It's, it needs, I think, countrywide, local, countrywide, and worldwide help, mm-hmm. and assistance.
Right.
Because we're, it's not something that's going to happen overnight or through one person.
Right.
Regardless if it's an artist, advisor, or a gallery, I think it takes a lot more than that. We hope to work towards that in the future and like to play our part. So that's as far as we go.
Yeah. Well, I think that it's great that you're being a part of it. I think it's I think that's awesome. So, but thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for chatting with me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
taking the time out of your schedule and your vacation that's really cool. So I'm going to sign off now.
I appreciate your interest very much.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you so much to Armelle Samashian of the Destan Gallery for telling us about his gallery, as well as the state of the arts in Iran. And thank you to you for listening. I know I learned a lot. And if you're in the Middle East, check out the gallery. If you're interested in having us promote your product or service, if you have a comment, if you have ideas for future podcasts, or would like to be on the show yourself, please contact me at arttalkwithbrooke@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Let's Talk Art with Brooke has been a Hot Store Media production.